Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, and we have got massive news and incredible in-studio guests. I'll tell you about it all coming up. Remember, share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
You walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
InfoWars Studios, another day. Monday, November 3rd, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're launching a powerful, live, original, teleprompter-free transmission right now. Remember, this is a participation sport of freedom versus tyranny, and you hold all the keys, you hold all the power. Remember, your word of mouth, sharing live feeds, telling folks about the local stations is everything. That's how we move the needle. That's how we reach more people. That's how we dominate the globalist. All right. Out of all this news I've got, and we're going to cover it all, and day 33 of the shutdown and the mayhem at the airports and crime increasing and the SNAP benefits cut off since last Saturday, we've got the numbers out now from when the DOJ investigation really started 9 months ago that illegal aliens around the country individually get double the SNAP benefits of citizens. Now, I've always said that because I can see a lot of case point examples around the country. Remember the Haitian immigrants, invaders, illegals in Ohio and those particular towns like Springfield? We looked at all the different things they were being paid, and they were getting $3,000 plus a month from the city. They were getting another $2,500 from the feds, and then they were also getting money from the state. And we were totaling it all up. It was almost $10,000 a month. And they were driving around in brand new vehicles. The vast majority of the wrecks, that was just in one town. Well, now we've got administration officials releasing the documents over the weekend for places like New York and other cities. And it's exactly what we've already reported. But on SNAP alone, double the money of a citizen. Why is that? Well, it's to magnet all these people in here. That's just some of what's coming up today. Also, the Israel lobby has gone directly to war with MAGA, trying to undermine Trump. We'll explain how straight ahead. Stay with us.
Alex. Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're entering the 287th day of the return of the Trump administration. 287 days ago, he was being sworn in as we speak. On the south side of the U.S. Capitol, the political comeback of all time. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and I have Trump's actions and statements and new announcements that he's getting ready to hit Venezuela inside the country, Mexico inside the country. He's threatening to bomb the Islamists that have killed hundreds of thousands of Nigerians. If the government doesn't take action, I'll give you my breakdown on all of that and why Trump's doing it and what comes next. We obviously have day 33 of the shutdown and the giant 3-4 hour TSA lines who hasn't been paid in over a month. The air traffic controllers not paid since last week. Just breakdown, some airports shutting down for up to 10 hours at a time because there's not even personnel to run things. Now they're saying that the majority of the air traffic controllers are getting ready to walk out. Not over the fact that they won't work for a while without money. They're saying, and their spokesmen, their unions are saying, it's too dangerous because we haven't had IT in a month. There's piles of trash everywhere. Nothing's working, and it's literally all breaking down. And so they've already been shutting airports down, like for Newark, 10 hours at a time, other airports, 5-6 hours at a time. They're talking about just shutting it down. We are well into day 33 right now. This is 100% the Democrats holding the country hostage. We have all of that. There is so much to break down there. We also have multi times a day, and attention needs to be drawn to this by ICE publicly and by the White House. This has been going on for a while. I mean, remember Black Lives Matter and Antifa would jump in front of police cars or federal vehicles when they were attacking courthouses and say, oh, you hit me, things like that. Well, I'm seeing multiple events a day in Illinois, California, you name it, where they're ramming ICE vehicles at high speed. Then when ICE jumps out and arrests them, the setups, there's always crowds there videotaping it, and they all dutifully chop off the ramming or attacks where they try to break into the vehicles and free the people that have been arrested. And then they scream and yell, you've assaulted me, you've assaulted me, help me. And national news, CNN, MSNBC, others go, we don't know why this woman was arrested in Illinois. We don't know why this man was arrested and shot and then arrested in California, the LA Times says. And then we have the videos, we have the reports, we have the raw footage. They're attacking them, ramming vehicles at high speed into them. Opening doors, grabbing at their guns, grabbing at the people that are around, and then they fall down and scream, I'm an American. Why are you grabbing me? Help me. I was just walking down the street. Help me. It's all scripted. And I know the feds are busy, but they're doing a constitutional duty here, so I'm backing them up. The country's under invasion, invited by the Democrats and paid for. But come on. This is a Mike Tyson knockout, uppercut. you know, when he was in his prime, 1989, this is a Michael Jordan flying through the air slam dunk, Air Jordan. I mean, we have their ass. And I've been reporting on these events for weeks, and I hammered it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and no one has picked it up. Yeah, our reports have millions of views, but I'm not here to be the only guy reporting on things. This is a slam dunk. They are staging this crap. Yeah, they're all over the news. We demand answers. Why are they arresting citizens? I don't know. Gee, you threw a cinder block through the window. Gee, you grabbed their gun. Gee, you rammed them with a car, attempted murder. I mean, they're zooming in at 30 miles an hour, banging it. I mean, they're crushing these vehicles. I mean, somebody rams their car into me on purpose. I mean, it keeps doing it. I'm going to get out and blast your ass. And then a Soros DA will throw me in prison. So this is serious, folks. Oh, U.S. citizen shot from behind as he warned ICE agents about children gathering at a bus stop. Meanwhile, he's ramming their vehicle, not stopping. So more ICE jumps out behind him and starts shooting. So he stops ramming the other ICE with a deadly weapon. But the L.A. Times, gee, we don't know why this happened. So I've got the videos. It's all coming up later. It's just mind-blowing that they are this reckless where you can just catch them right there that they're lying. But ICE is too busy arresting illegal aliens to defend themselves. So I will say ICE's PR response has been very flat-footed. Yeah, Portland ICE building plunged into darkness after a suspicious power blackout just to their building. And the judge, again, has blocked sending troops to Portland, which is, he has no constitutional authority. It's an Article 3 judge created by Congress. Only the Supreme Court can do that. It's co-equal. And then the president could ignore it. Then you have a constitutional crisis. Then it's up to Congress if they think it's really bad what the president did to impeach him. That's the checks and balances, not an Article 3 federal district judge. That's tyranny. So we'll get to that. But the first thing I want to hit is this, because I talked about it some Saturday and Sunday, but now a lot more has broken, a lot more has happened, and this is a major political violence alert. We have AIPAC, we have Republican members of the Senate and the House, like Randy Fine, congressman from Florida, saying that Tucker Carlson is not just like Hitler, he is the new Hitler and is the number one threat to Jews in America. And you've got Ted Cruz piling on and others saying basically, you know, that he needs to be censored. He needs to be removed from the Heritage Foundation. Let's get the Heritage Foundation statement. I already played it Saturday, but I'm going to play it again. Really powerful to the point statement explaining, no, this is nasty intimidation. This is a smear campaign. We're not going to kick Tucker out of the Heritage Foundation. But I got a newsflash for you. Heritage Foundation is powerful. Tucker Carlson's bigger than the Heritage Foundation. But when you take a beloved person who's anti-war, and just because he was against the Iran strikes or full war with Iran, Netanyahu came after him. They began to call him Hitler. Tucker hasn't buckled to the pressure. And so now you have Josh Hammer and all these other prominent Israel firsters saying in Newsweek, Tucker is a fox in a hen house. And if you don't neutralize a fox in a hen house, you know what happens. So you could say, if they just said neutralize him politically or defang him politically, you'd say, no, that's not a threat. Still censorship and an attack or an attempt at censorship. But when you say, you know, Tucker is a fox in the hen house and we got to neutralize him, that is a direct call, very thinly veiled, for violence. And on the heels of the internet believing that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, which I said I never saw evidence of, and then I got attacked by that crowd. I just call balls and strikes. Now with Kash Patel confirmed what I broke back in mid-September, 6-7 days after he was dead, that Kash Patel went into the White House in a meeting with J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and others, and literally screamed at him and said, you're not involved in my case. You're not involved in intelligence. I don't want you investigating this. When her office was created after 9/11 to give intelligence, infuse intelligence to the FBI and other agencies that are domestic. So you add that, oh, don't look at any foreign involvement, and now you've got the Israel lobby literally run by Netanyahu. This is the right-wing, you know, AIPAC arm, not the ADL arm. They're attacking Tucker, too. When they start saying he's a fox in the hen house, you know how to deal with him, neutralize him. Wow, what if Tucker gets killed now? What if a crazy kills Tucker? I mean, you just made Netanyahu and Israel the prime suspect, Congressman Randy Fine. So I have to now say, with behavior like this, I don't apologize for the day after Charlie was killed, people saying it was Israel with no evidence. You had the Democrats saying kill him. You had him celebrating him dying. You had six trannies in the town saying Charlie will be dead tomorrow. By the way, Patel killed that investigation, you know, of anybody domestic, too. I don't know what the cover-up is, but it's happening. You got all that going on, and I'm like, hey, you can't just come out and blame Israel without evidence. Because I just have a hard-on for the truth, not demonizing Israel for no reason. But when the people around Israel act like villains and do that, I'm like, well, okay, you're in the ballpark now. Oh, let me shift the eye of Sauron. You know, they see me as evil. So now the eye is... And I was already looking and studying and not seeing anything. Now I'm seeing really, really bad signs. So now I'm looking at you. And I got a lot of other fish to fry, the Chi-Coms, the drug cartels, the pedo rings. I mean, we got a lot to deal with here. And I'm sophisticated, study world history and current events, and I know that Israel, if you slip on a banana peel, is not, you know, the reason it happened. And I think some of the attacks are completely sick, made up, out of control. But you then can't respond, oh, let's have total censorship, and Tucker's Hitler, and man, he sure needs to be taken out like a fox in a hen house. And then it reminds me of all the horrible things that Congressman Randy Fine has done at press conferences and bills he's gotten passed in the state of Florida and federally as well that he wants to get passed. But he spearheaded in Florida, got the state to pass it, where if you put up flyers that he says are anti-Semitic, they call it litter, 5 years in prison. So if you litter, it's a $500 fine in Florida. But if it's anti-Semitic, 5 years in prison. I'm going to play a clip of him in a moment. I'm not joking. So hate speech doesn't exist, okay? If you kill somebody, it's obviously hateful. It's premeditated, it's murder one. You know, if not, it's not premeditated. You know, it's just murder. If you did it on accident, it's manslaughter. So this is globalist. This is EU, Soviet Union, who invented hate speech. This is crap. And you've got all these Republican governors who I normally like. I don't throw babies out with the bathwater, but come on. Come on, DeSantis, and come on with our own Texas governor, Greg Abbott, where major cities like San Marcos this year are going to have a vote about repudiating the, you know, slaughter in Gaza, and the governor sends them a letter and says, we'll pull your city charter, which the governor can do, you know, we'll shut your ass down. And telling all contractors in the state, highway builders, you name it, that have had contracts for decades, if you criticize or join the boycott on Israel, you will not be able to get a state contract. And last time I checked, 24 states have passed that law. Covered a few weeks ago. 24 states. That's not American. Plus, does the Israel First lobby understand that when you run around trying to police everybody's speech, and you run around trying to take people off the air, and you run around trying to say Tucker Carlson is the new Hitler, do you realize that then makes everybody think you're the villain? That makes everybody really not like you. And like, I played this clip earlier. In fact, find this one too. Let's just go whole hog with this. The head of Meta censorship this year is at a conference, big national Jewish conference, on TV, and she says, you know, our Jewish lobby has gotten control of the big four tech networks, and we're censoring anybody that criticizes, you know, Israel, And even if you criticize Zionism, we don't allow that now. And so we're in control of the censorship. And if you say we're in control, we're going to ban you for that too. I mean, I couldn't sit here and think of a way to sound more disingenuous and oxymoronic, other than maybe John Kerry, at least in three speeches last year, saying we must cut off half the farming or people will starve. Cut off the food or people will starve. Okay. Yes, we the Jews run the censorship. Really, I wasn't even ready to say that. I mean, there's a bunch of groups involved, but yeah, you're heavily involved. But you're like, no, we do run all the censorship. And by the way, if you say it, we're going to censor you. I mean, you couldn't, maybe she could grow a handle, you know, a Dick Dastardly mustache and twirl it at the ends or something and, you know, do demonic laughs or something to act more bad. I mean, what is this? Like, if I was one of these groups and I'm like, how do I turn everybody against the Jews so that when there's a big firestorm, the leadership can play victim, get triple the donations, and then do a big false flag against the synagogue or something, and then come in and take everybody's free speech? I mean, something like that. And Tucker and I, 8 months ago in Florida, in the interview before last, we both warned of that because we can see the setup. And while I was there, he's getting phone calls and threats from Netanyahu. I mean, while I'm with him the night before. And the phone's just ring, threat. All because he's like, hey, let's not go to full war with Iran. Oh, you're Hitler. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. Oh, you better stop or we're going to get you. And Tucker's like, my God, I'm a friend of Israel. These people are destroying Israel. What do you think we ought to do? And we're like 3 hour dinner, like talking about it. And how do we focus on China, the main threat? We just can't continue to make the Middle East the main focus. I mean, Israel's won and defeated Hamas and Hezbollah. And God, if they just stop now, you know, great for them. God, what do we do? I mean, I'm literally sitting around and he's like, worried because he can think steps ahead where this is going for everybody. Meanwhile, according to the Israel lobby, I was in Hitler's bunker with Adolf Hitler having breakfast and lunch and dinner and hanging out at his house. I mean, this is cuckoo town, folks. Tucker Carlson came to me 14 years ago. He called and said, I want to come, I want to have dinner, I want to apologize to you. I said, what? That's okay. Because, you know, he called me a horrible person, thought I made stuff up. Then back then you didn't have all the clips online of Building 7 and things. Once he finally saw it, that was his big wake-up. He said, listen, I got lied to by the neocons. I was pro-war. I was wrong. I want to change. Thank you so much. I want to be friends. Just wanted you to know I'm sorry for things I said about you. I said, hey, that's great. Totally understand. I've been a big fan of a lot of your work. I mean, I'm a libertarian too overall, so glad this has happened. And so we've been friends ever since. Hung out tons of times. He's come over for Thanksgiving, you name it. Stayed at his house. Good friends, good guy, real guy. Salt of the earth, good family, great people. And so when I sit there and see these guys, there's a bunch of it, Ted Cruz is attacking all of it, literally saying, we have a new Hitler. This is Hitler. Everybody knows everybody's sick of Hitler after 80 years. He's been dead for 80 years. So they're literally saying, all over the news, ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, the left and right agree, we have the new Hitler, Tucker Bowtie Carlson. Wow. That was quick. And it's really because Tucker's been trying to referee and not have the paradigm be anti-Israel, pro-Israel, pro-Islam, pro-Israel. All you center of the tension groups, our world center is not the Middle East. I don't wish Israel to be blown up or destroyed. I don't want the Muslims all dead, though I don't want you over here because we know you take everything over. And that's just common sense. And so he's been anti-war for 14, 15 years since he had his awakening. He's been consistent. He's been called a Russian agent. He's been called a Qatari agent. All this is pure crap. He's just consistently doing what's right. And so in response to that, he is the new Adolf Hitler. Now, I know AIPAC is not stupid. And I know Benjamin Netanyahu, say what you want about him, is not a dull knife. So just like Israel, when it first got founded, bombed in Iraq and Spain and you name it, synagogues, and blamed it on right-wingers and communists and Muslims and got Jews to move to Israel, this is the same thing. This is go out and do things and censor and attack and make outrageous statements and try to pass outrageous legislation and be the villain. And then when the public gets pissed off about it, you go, oh, look, it's terrible what's happened to us. See, we've got to censor everyone because of the rising anti-Semitism. This is the mother of Streisand effects, the father, the granddaddy, the grandma, the great-granddaddy of it. And, you know, Tucker is constantly criticized by the real thoroughbred Nazis who are mad when he's like, listen, I don't look at every Rorschach blot and, you know, see stereotypical, what's the character of the hunchback, like evil Jew thing? What's it called? The Grabbler or something? I don't know. The point is that we're not, that is not who I am. That is not who Tucker is. And I want out of this World War II paradigm where it's pro-Jew, anti-Jew. I want to move on to other issues, other topics like capitalism and free market and the family and exploration and rugged individualism and real intellectual debates about things. Not, oh, are you with Mamdani or are you with Netanyahu? Like, how about I'm not with both? And the problem with Netanyahu is sophisticated manipulation and takeover. And with Mamdani, it's just we're having eight kids and we're taking over. And I'm just like, can I be territorial a little bit? Can I have my space? Can I not also on top of this hear how Christians are the devil and how white people are evil and it's all spewed out from the Islamic lobby and Ilhan Omar and it's all spewed out of the Jewish lobbies and then the right-wing Jewish lobby doesn't lift a finger when Christians are under attack. People can see what's going on and people are tired of it. So I've got like six or seven clips. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and show you them saying he's the new Hitler. And then show this very same congressman bragging about if you post a Nazi flyer, we're going to call it litter and put you in jail for 5 years. And again, that's not the American way, folks. Oh, you want Nazi flyers up? Give me a break. Again, they know when they do this, it gives it attention. I mean, you think, oh, he had Nick Fuentes on. Let's freak out and try to get him kicked off the air and off the Heritage Foundation. Let's run around and misrepresent what was even said in the interview. Let's completely go crazy. And then it makes the interview even more viral. And then you double down on it again, trying to be the policeman of everybody's speech. We're in the Great Awakening right now. I want to make it about the poison shots and globalism and transhumanism and the depopulation plan. That's the evil mad scientist thing that's really above it all. And instead, there's a branding of the Great Awakening now. You're either with the Islamists and the left, allied against Israel, and a lot of the right wing is, and that is sick and weird and dangerous. And then you got AIPAC running over perfectly to act like the villain, being the villain, to supercharge that. And I can see how it's with the alchemy being mixed together in the second, third, fourth order consequences. And our little Machiavellian friends over at AIPAC know exactly what they're doing. So you are really pissing me off. You want to try to conjure a new Hitler. You think somehow you're going to manage this and get even more power out of it. You are crazy, all of you.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. With the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I've just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Real Alex Jones on X. This morning I posted this, and about 10 minutes later I went and looked at the comments. I haven't looked since. There was already dozens of comments responding viciously against me, a lot positive as well. But I said, I stand with the great Tucker Carlson against the totalitarian censorship mafia. And it's us 3 weeks ago in Maine with Lexi, his producer, and our news director, Rob New, eating breakfast before the podcast. There it is, a literal hunting lodge in beautiful Maine. So you go into the comments and it's like, oh yeah, tell us where there's censorship. There's no censorship mafia. You're making it up. Nobody's doing anything to Tucker. And then you got mindless Nazis. Screw you, Jew. Jones, we're going to get you. It's just like, it's totally polarized, totally insane. It's sick. And you read the comments, I don't know, it's probably 50 times more now, hours and hours later, but I was just looking at them, and it was just mindless. absolute mindlessness. I mean, half the folks were saying, yeah, it's just free speech, and Tucker's a great guy, and he hadn't said the things they said he said, but even if he said those things, he's allowed to have a speech. You have the AIPAC lobby and all these senators joining in who aren't even Jewish saying, no, he is the new Hitler, and he is a great threat, and he is a bad person. But notice the Heritage Foundation didn't kick him out over this. And you notice when J.D. Vance gets up now, everywhere he goes, at Turning Point speeches and others, he gets question after question about Israel first and the Israel lobby. Now people are sick of it. And the crowds roar in approval. That is the base of the Republican Party. So what's really happening here, and I should have made this announcement up front. So we're going to take this live feed later and cut it up and post it on X. So take what I say now and put it up front, because I should have given the summation and then given my evidence. I have a tendency to give evidence verbally, then video evidence of everything I just said. I will then show you, and then I give the summation, which in real rhetoric and debate, when you have the truth, you want to make a summation, then show the evidence, then have your summation again and say, I just proved my case, and then explain what needs to be done. But I tend to do things my own way, just the way my brain works. So let me start over. Here's the big announcement. and you can see it in the live show headline today. So at least I got that right, putting that out first at the beginning of the show. When I wrote it 2 minutes before I went live. We'll put that on screen. The Israel First lobby, controlled by Netanyahu, is making a move to undermine Trump and bring down MAGA or take it over. They'll be happy either way. So they are going in systematically. I was viciously attacked when I was against the Iran hostilities. So is anybody else, you know, as Hitler 2.0. If you don't support whatever Netanyahu wants to do, you've got to do what he says. And it's part of the eight front war, and controlling Americans and censoring Americans is the eighth front, as he said last month. And it was already going on, but he's literally on television saying, we are going to censor the Americans. Well, I don't care who you are, the Chinese, the British, the Germans, the Mexicans, whoever you are. No. And so you've had J.D. Vance criticizing censorship in the EU and how they're trying to censor us over here in the UK. That's all great. And that's going on. That's a problem. But compared to the amount of power Israel has and its current leadership, I just want to be clear about that. This could change. This is the Likudniks, through Netanyahu and the American Zionist and Christian Zionist lobby, because of vacuums there, because the Democrats have record low approval rating, they plunge in the ratings, the lowest ever, lowest fundraising. They are attempting a takeover of the American political system. Now, they were already a powerful lobby on foreign affairs, particularly the Middle East, and foreign policy. And it was a stereotype to say the Jews run everything. And I looked at all the numbers and facts and said, well, they're a powerful integrated group. They're not one block, but yeah, it's a big power block, but no, it's not the whole shooting match. This, because of the massive awakening happening here and around the world and the populist uprisings that are happening, is an opportunistic attempt to move in and bring in the control and the censorship and everything else through the Republican Party, because that is ascendant because of populism and Trump and what we've been doing together, 1776 worldwide. And so to do that, anybody that doesn't do exactly what Netanyahu and the Israel lobby and AIPAC and the ADL say is literally Hitler. And so they're saying the most dangerous anti-Semite to Jews in America, hence the world, is Tucker Carlson. He is not like Hitler. He is not a baby Hitler. He is Hitler. Tucker Carlson is Hitler and is a fox in the hen house and must be neutralized. Those are quotes. That means kill by anybody's summation that has five brain cells to rub together. He's a fox in the hen house. You know what to do to one of those? You neutralize him. Yeah, when you neutralize a fox in a hen house, what do? You shoot it with a .22. It's a fox or a .410 shotgun. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to show you the evidence of this now. But the arrogance, the bravado, the pride, there's another word for it, the chutzpah of this gives new meaning to the word chutzpah. Because in Gallup polls and all of them, Israel is the most unpopular country in the world. Seen as the most evil country in the world. And it's getting worse by the minute. And the left hates Israel. And now the right-wing base is learning to hate Israel because Israel's coming into all of our icons who don't totally bow down and fall in front of their on their faces and worship Netanyahu as the golden calf. You get told you're Hitler, that needs to be taken out like a vermin, like a weasel, like a rat, like a fox. And you got the fox, you know, they want the fox to run. They want to chase Tucker Carlson through the main hedgerows like beagles barking hungrily. And people aren't going along with this manhunt. So this is a big deal. And I don't want Israel to be the central issue. I have done my best to tell the Israel lobby, you're really destroying yourself. And I see down the road that will cause a bunch of problems for everybody. I just want peace and security. Please don't be villains. Please don't make yourself the center of the universe. Please stop. And they won't. They won't do it. And in this atmosphere of the majority of people, and I mean it's the majority, left and right, think Israel killed Charlie Kirk with no real evidence, but circumstantial because he was going as Israel. When you have all these leaders saying, get Tucker, he's the new Hitler, take him out like a fox, neutralize him, I'm just like, wow. I mean, did you think about those statements before you made them? And of course, they sat around in their councils and did. So you think out of this clash of civilizations, you're going to come out on top even more? Woo, that's rolling the dice. And I really don't want to repeat the paradigm we've been in for really 90-something years, but post-Hitler 80. But I guess it's your identity, and it's all you know. And you could say people that have been abused, you know, tend to then think everybody is the same abuser and tend to recreate it over and over again. I could spend 10 hours on the different ways this can unfold and where it goes. It all goes from bad to worse. And, hey, this is the way it's going. It's what you want. You want to say America first or conservatives or Christians or Hitler? You want to say free speech is Hitler? You want to declare war on us? Challenge accepted. Okay, you're making me do this. I tried. Tried as hard as I could. And I'm still going to cover all the other news, but good Lord, you have forced my hand so that I can come into everybody out there and show people the magic trick instead of, oh, let's just all fight with each other. But exposing the magic trick is even more devastating to you. And that's why you want me off the air. And I know that. But I didn't take your bait all the years trying to get me to play along with your little narrative and put a little Hitler uniform on so you could play the victim. God. Oh, my God. This is horrible. So, again, for anybody out there, and I know most Jews are not involved in this, so, and I know you're smart folks on average, but just if you were going to pick somebody to be Hitler, would you pick Tucker Carlson to be your bad guy? First, you need to pick somebody that doesn't have a big platform so you can frame them and steal their identity and misrepresent them, like the globalist tribe of me, but that failed too. So now in this climate, everyone's going to run to Tucker's aid. He is going to be the cause celeb, the Spartacus. It's already happened. You were already losing in your intimidation and bullying and censorship campaign. And so you're like, here, let's pick up one of the best debaters in the world. Let's pick a really nice, sweet, smart, charming person with extremely high, what they call in media Q scores, as high as they get, likability, and let's go attack him. So it'd be like if you were a heavyweight boxer that never really got in the top contention, but you got close to some fights that could get you, you know, up to the top tier, and you go, you know, I want to skip fighting fighters that are more parred with me to just move up and get better. I want to take on the heavyweight champion in his prime, and you go, and they give you the fight, and you go into the ring, and you get knocked out in 30 seconds. It is insane. And I've already belabored this enough. Now let me show you the clips, but let me state this again, because I need to be very simple with this, because it's a big deal. Very clear. Netanyahu knows there's a power vacuum. They know the Democrats are basically done. And they have articles in the Israeli news like, we're the superpower now because we run America and we run the Trump administration, which you really don't, as Vance explained. But who, even if you did run things, why would you brag about it? I mean, you don't see the communist Chinese going, we really secretly run America. And they, for a while, they did. I mean, you're supposed to keep that kind of stuff close to your vest. But see, I'm the guy that exposes the magic trick. Some listeners go, wait, why are you telling them not to expose themselves? Alex, are you? They don't really control things. They're losing on every front. Everyone's turning against them. That's my point. Is that this is crazy level confidence is what this is. And that only works when people are asleep. It does not work under the blaring lights of publicity and attention. And I know that's why a lot of people in Israel want Netanyahu out. The entire former intelligence heads, the current ones, the head of the military, because Netanyahu has set up this game of chicken and Israel's driving a moped up against an 18-wheeler. So let's say Israel doesn't turn off and this movement against it doesn't turn. Well, what happens when a moped crashes into an 18-wheeler and both are going 70 miles an hour? The moped doesn't win the confrontation. Okay? And if you look at the position you're in politically, you're the moped. And I don't want to see you smashed all over the highway. A, I don't hate you. B, I know what comes out of that, which there's some sick forces up above it. That's what they're looking for, an explosion of crises worldwide. And then out of that comes all the censorship and control. And that's what Tucker and I, 8 months ago, warned of. That have McBreen or somebody go to the two-hour interview in Florida where we did the whole, we talked about it twice, in the middle and at the end, about worrying about Israel and this being set up as the big confrontation. This should not be the new confrontation of the 21st century. It should be the West versus Islam and China and transhumanism. It should be the return of the West, return of godliness, return of goodness. That's what creates prosperity and freedom. Even if there's Israel doesn't like Christianity and has an old beef with it, what builds a safe platform, dumbos? You've let in the Muslims. You're allied with China. They're going to slit your throat. All right, let's start getting to the clips. Here's Randy Fine 2 days ago on national television at one of the AIPAC front groups. Well, just listen to him for yourself. Tucker Carlson is the number one threat to Jews in America. He is Hitler. Here it is.
But I'm here for the kids down here because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, if I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi Dad, if I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I gotta go. Tucker Carlson's gonna be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake, Tucker is not MAGA. Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
All right. So it took me 45 minutes to start getting these clips. I've got 7 or 8, 9 more that get even worse I'm going to play for you. Everything I told you and then more dealing with this. But if you go to the Newsweek article about Josh Hammer, he actually quotes it. He says, like a fox, I want to show the actual Newsweek. He says, like you take out a fox, we need to neutralize Tucker Carlson. That's clearly not even a veiled threat. You can pull up the article Newsweek, pull up Daily Mail about it. It's right there. Now, then he tried to spin it and say he didn't really mean that, but I'm digressing. Here is Randy Fine, and I'll move on to other people in a moment. Last year in Florida, with the law they've gotten through, with his help, saying, oh, if you put up a sign, we call it litter, that's a $500 fine. But if you put up a sign that's anti-Semitic, it's 5 years in prison. So we tag on a thought crime to some petty misdemeanor, Class C, and that's how we throw you in jail. And again, if you scroll down to the bottom of this article, it's the very last paragraph, where he says, the fox is now comfortably ensconced in the hen house, and unless the fox is neutralized, the victim could be the entire extent of GOP coalition itself. There you go. And he'll tell you what the destiny of the West is right there. And they'll tell you, though they were all neocons that were never Trumpers, they'll tell you now, though, that people like myself and Tucker and others, we're the bad ones you can't trust because we're Hitler. Here is Randy Fine successfully ramming through legislation that is completely unconstitutional and dangerous. Here it is.
Holding people accountable without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third-degree felony. You'll spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third-degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third-degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you about
so, that's the type of garbage we're dealing with. Here's the head of Meta, and you can watch the full clip. It's like an hour long, but saying, oh, yeah, we do censor, but if you say we're censoring, we'll censor you. Here it is.
We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
So you have a crushing anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment operation. You call it delicate. Again, and she goes on to describe how Jewish groups got into all the major censorship things and are censoring. And if you say we're censoring, we'll censor you. I mean, it's just crazy. But I've got more clips when we come back that are even worse. I'm going to move into other subjects, but they want to go to war with Tucker, folks. And I'm talking about the censors in general, the globalists, all of it. because they think if they can get Tucker, they can then get everybody else by intimidation and by setting the model. Well, they said that about me in the last 8 years. Remember that? We're going to get Alex Jones. Back then, I was number one. We're still in the top three political talk shows in the world. Rogan, Tucker, myself. And I'm not trying to be number one. It's a very dangerous position to be in, as you can see. But now look at Elon Musk. I mean, you know, how hardcore he is. So we're being, quote, radicalized, to use their term, by their radical behavior against us. And I don't want to make it all about the Israel lobby and stuff, but they want to make it about it. They want to come tell you we're censoring you, and if you don't like it, we'll censor you, or we'll take you out like a fox in the hen house. We'll neutralize your ass. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. It takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. And you can take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. So thank you so much for your support. But here's what this incredible products will actually do for you, ladies and gentlemen. They will fund an operation that's changing the world, and they will empower your personal health and your life. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, slash 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows, because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Storm the site now and fund the operation while getting great products. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stock up on supplements, the merch, and so much more before the discounts vanish like Hillary's emails. 30 days of chaos pricing starting now. Remember, all supplements, including the incredible Methylene Red, are 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip, and you never run out, even when it sells out for everybody else. Plus, signing up as a VIP is the number one way to save money. $30 a month, get $40 off instantly, $40 to spend, and so much more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
And so we put this together as both the Methylene Blue Super Enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed. Migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps. People with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
In times uncertain of what the future holds, when cameras see everything and silence speaks louder than words, you'll need more than just awareness. You'll need focus. You'll need power. Fuel your mind, energize your body, stay sharp in the age of control with Methylene Blue from the alexjonesstore.com. Because no matter how advanced the system becomes, your energy is your freedom.